Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome to our Wednesday midday Bible study. We're so grateful that you joined us today. We praise the name of the Most High God. Father, we are so grateful, Lord God, that you woke us up again. Many people, Lord God, did not wake up today. And, Lord, we are thankful that we're not in the hospital, but we are with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we are your people called by your name, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand. We turn from our wicked ways. O God, I thank you that you hear us from heaven in the name of Jesus, and you are healing our land. Even as we speak, the healing is coming forth, O God. O God, I thank you, O God. O God, that we can repent before you and you will heal our land in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless you right now. We honor you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cynthia, I have to connect you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, because I don't know. Let me see. I'm going to have to dial you right back to connect you.
It's okay. It's not letting me do that.
I know. I have to dial you right back. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we bind the enemy that's coming against the radio. In the name of Jesus, it's not letting people come in. But, Lord, I thank you for opening up the lines so that people will be able to come in and dial in directly. In the name of Jesus. So hold on, everybody. Let me connect another person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't do it. Hallelujah. Cynthia? Whew. I'm doing my best. I don't know if it's going to let me merge one more person.
I know, girl. It's just the devil is busy.
And of course, Shabaka Didi Yeke. Hold on. I got people on the radio, so I can't talk to you. Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on.
Sure.
Moko Shabaka Didi Yeke Sheke Odidi Yaka. Ushabaka Nini Yeke. Cynthia, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
good. Yes, you're on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Forgive my abruptness. I'm sorry. I have to connect some more people, so hold on. It's not letting the people in today.
Amen, amen, amen.
Cynthia, can you pray while I'm connecting people? Go ahead and pray for me.
All right.
Thank you.
Father God, we invite your Holy Spirit into this gathering, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Fire of the living God, fall afresh upon these, your children, gathered in prayer, Lord God, to lift up, Lord God, the little ones in our midst. Oh, Lord God, we ask for you to rise up in power, rise up in protection, rise up in strategies, Lord God, that the parents and the elders of the village can ensure the safety and the prosperity of the children in our midst. Oh, Father God, you told us in your scripture.
Hello?
Did you just text me saying you couldn't get in?
Yeah, it's giving me
up. Okay, hold on. I got people on the radio right now, so let me see if I can merge you, okay?
Not on this call. I can't get them on my regular phone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, dial me back on this number.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Safety and the care of the children of the land, Lord God. We cry out to you with broken hearts, Father. We cry out to you with humble spirits, Father. Cry out to you, Lord, that you know the way, because you are the truth, the life, and the way, Lord God. So impart, Father God, send fresh wisdom and a fresh
fresh anointing of protection and provision for the care of your children, Lord God. Children
need... Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let me see how I can connect you. Hold on.
Okay.
Let them not be lonely, Father. Let them not be abused, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, for environments and for atmospheres filled with angelic presences, so that the guardian angel of each of these, your children, Lord God, may receive comfort and may receive encouragement by the daily continuous walk of the guardian angel with the child.
Hello?
Yes.
Oof. I cannot connect you. I don't know if I have too many people.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll touch base later. Give me a call later on so I can get the regular number of your prayer line.
Okay. Thank you, babe. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Be there. Advising and guiding. Godly parents, Lord God. Transforming parents into godly parents, Lord God, so that they put the needs of the children before their needs, Lord God. Father God, we seek you first, Lord, knowing that you have the answers and you have the solutions, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord, to give us and to give the parents and the grandparents all of the wisdom necessary, Lord God, so that the children will not regress at this time. The children will not receive mental imbalance at this time. The children will not be abused at this time, but they will find it as a time of quiet, Lord God, where they will learn the value of peace and quiet, where family relationships.
Hello?
Okay. I was trying to see if it's going to let me merge you, but...
Yeah, you could probably merge you on my real phone.
Is this your real phone?
Yeah, this is my real phone. You can merge me on your real phone.
No, okay, no, listen to me. I got about 6 or 7 people connected, so it's not letting me connect anybody else.
Okay, because I know that you can do things on the real phone that you can't do on the government phone.
No, I understand, but I'm saying I'm on a phone and I cannot connect any more people.
I see. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We also ask that they learn the value of communicating to you, Lord God, that this generation of children is raised up and surrounded in prayer, Lord God, that they learn, Father God, to call out to you first thing in the morning, Lord God, and the last thing at night, Father God, that they learn, God, beyond the abilities of their parents and their leader, political leadership, Lord God. They serve an awesome and sovereign God who is protecting them and who's caring for them and who's looking after them, and that they call out to him first, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, for dismantling the weapons of the enemy, Lord God. We speak healing and health to the land, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
That the children may be able to go outside, Lord God, and continue to recreate and breathe fresh air, Father God. Fresh air. Fresh air from the Holy Spirit. Not disease air with the coronavirus, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. And we praise you, Father, for answering our prayer on behalf of these, our children, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Cynthia, this is a Bible study for adults, but thank you so much for that prayer. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Lord. I thank you for all that you're doing on our behalf in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. And, Lord, I thank you for us having ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to those of us who are on the line and to those of us who are joining us. Oh, God, thank you for unblocking, in the name of Jesus, the lines so that people may be able to get on. In the name of Jesus. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all being on with us today. We thank God for the Bible study, midweek Bible study. Thank God for Cynthia praying for the children. That's our children, children all over the world, because children need it as well. So I thank God for that beautiful prayer. We have a song that's going to be played in just a minute by Esther Collins from New Orleans. We thank God for Cynthia is from New Orleans as well. It's called Order My Steps. So I thank God. Go ahead, Esther. Esther, you there? Hello?
Carissa, I can hear you.
Okay, I know. I was Esther, she's trying to play that song, but oh, there it is. Got to tell Esther when to cut it off. Amen, amen. I thank God that he can order our steps, and we're asking God to order our steps in his word. Because I don't know, you know, if you're like me, but I don't always understand the word of God. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, Esther. Hold on. You can stop playing it now, Esther. Hold on. Esther, you back? Esther? Okay, she's back. Esther?
Yes.
Okay. So I thank God for you playing that song for us. Order us, for God to order our steps in his word. And I was saying, I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I don't always understand his word. So I have to ask God for revelation knowledge of his word. And you know what? I thank God that he allows us to understand his word. He's not trying to keep it a secret. He's trying to let us know. So I thank God. We have Latricia Smith on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to read. Can you read verses 1 through 4, Latricia? Psalm 46.
Yes, I can.
1 through 4. Thank you.
Yes, I can. Psalm 46, 1 through 4. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar, and be troubled. Thou, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank God that He is our refuge. He's our strength in a very present time of trouble. And we're having a lot of troubles, not just in America, but throughout the world. So we are thanking God that He is allowing us to be in a safe place. He is our refuge in this time of trouble. And He's a very present help. It's because of Him that we're still alive today. Many people have lost their lives. Many people have gone on, you know, to glory. Many people are not on the earth anymore. But we thank God that we are still here in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking everybody to repeat this after me. We do this weekly. So those of you who have just joined us for the first time, we thank God for you. This is what we repeat. Repeat it after me. My mind is in training.
My mind is in training.
For what God wants me to think.
For what God wants me to think.
My eyes are in training.
My eyes are in training.
For what God wants me to see.
For what God wants me to see.
My ears are in training.
My
ears are in training.
What God wants me to hear.
For
what God wants me to hear.
My eyes are in training. I apologize. I said that one off. My mouth is in training.
My mouth is in training.
For what God wants me to say.
For what
God wants me to say.
My hands are in training.
My hands are in training.
For what God wants me to touch.
For what God wants me to touch.
My body is in training.
My body is in training.
To go.
To go.
And do.
And do.
What God wants me to do.
For what God wants me to do.
So I thank God that He is training us, because we don't know the way, but He's training us. He's training our minds. We give our minds over to the Lord. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. So our every part of our body is in training by God. So I thank God today, you know, that He's training us. He's training us. And, you know, we have to be trained. We have to train our children. The Word of God says, train up a child in the way that they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. So I thank God for our parents who trained us up in the way we should go, even our spiritual parents. I don't know about you, but my parents didn't always know the Word of God, so I had spiritual parents that were training me up in the way that I should go. So we're going to do a little bit of review here. We've been talking about how many books there are in the Bible. Can someone on the line, I know Latricia know all of this. This is review for her. But Latricia, tell me, how many books are in the total Bible, in the whole Bible?
There are 66 books in the total Bible.
66 books in the Bible. Who can tell me how many books are in the Old Testament? I know Latricia knows, but someone else. We've been reviewing this for about
39.
Esther, good job. 39 books in the Old Testament. Thank you, Esther. I appreciate it, because that's what we're doing. We're giving our name, and we're stating the answer. So how many books are in the New Testament?
Good afternoon, this is Stephanie. We have 27 books in the New Testament.
All right. Somebody, two people answered me. There was Rose, and who was the other person?
Stephanie.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. All right, all right. Thank God for you all. All right, so, yes, we have 66 books total, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New Testament. So, who can tell me the five books of the law? We're going to be studying in the book of law today. Who can tell me? What are the five books of the law?
I can tell you it starts with Joshua and ends with Esther.
That you're on the books of history, but thank you for knowing that. All right, so
the books of the law.
Yeah,
oh,
the books
okay.
of the law. Who knows those?
Ernestine.
Okay.
All right, Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. Go ahead.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers.
All right, she got them right, but in the order, this is how they go: five books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Yeah, those are those in the Old Testament or in the New Testament? Can anybody tell me?
Old
Testament, hallelujah. All right, now, how many books of history? The books of history are next. How many books of history are there?
Again, this is Stephanie. We have five books on history.
Hello? State your name and tell me.
This is Stephanie again. The books of history, we have five.
Well, you're close, but you're missing a few of them. It's 12 books of history.
Okay.
12 books of history. All right. So open, you're going to need to bring your Bibles to every time we do Bible study on Wednesday. So if you have your Bible in front of you, open it up to the table of contents. So there are 12 books of history. They start at Joshua. So if you got your Bible, you can start at Joshua, and Esther said they end at Esther. She know that part. Anybody want to read them? 12 books of history. They begin with Joshua and end with Esther.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
Amen. Thank you, Rose. State your name from now on. Name. All right. So we got five books of the law, 12 books of history. They begin with Joshua and end in Esther. Thank you so much, Rose. All right, now, how many books of poetry? These are things we're reviewing. How many books of poetry are there? State your name and tell me how many. Go ahead.
That's the Collins, the poetic books. It begins with Isaiah and ends with Mel.
All right, go back to your table of contents. Right after Esther, we have five books of poetry. What does it begin with?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Look after, right after Esther.
Job.
Okay, go ahead.
The song.
Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, Song of Solomon.
Amen. All right. So these are things that I teach children when I teach them about the Bible, but usually we have hands-on, so they know. If I call one of my little ones right now, one of my three-year-olds, she knows. She's four now. But she could tell me the books of the law. If I said, what are the books of the law? She's 4 years old. When I first started teaching her, she was three. But I tell you what, books of history. Now, the next one are the five major prophets. So right after Solomon, who can name the five major prophets?
Uh-oh.
Look in your table of contents in your Bible. It's five major prophets.
I know. Esther.
Okay.
Matthew's mouth.
No, ma'am.
Matthew's mouth.
Old Testament.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Right after Song of Solomon.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're studying the Word of God, so we know how to go in the Scriptures. I always tell the children, go to the table of contents. You don't know where a book is. You won't know if it's in the Old Testament or New Testament. Go in your table of contents. You should see them. They're sitting in, after the class, they're sitting in church service. They're searching through their Scriptures because now when the pastor calls the Scripture, they know how to find them. So when you go to church and your pastor's calling the Scripture, you'll know if it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament. You'll know what they're talking about. So now, how many minor prophets? We know we got five major prophets. How many minor prophets do we know? Do we have? Latricia, you know?
Yes, I do.
Oh, all right.
There are 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament.
All right. Anybody have their, thank you, Latricia, anybody have their table of contents? You can read the minor.
I do.
Okay, good. Don't tell me I do. I don't know your name. Give me your name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Where's, okay, I don't know where it's called. Let me see. Hosea?
Yes, ma'am.
Joah, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nehemiah, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Hagar, Zechariah, and Michael.
Amen, amen. Very good. All right. So you need to learn the books that you're reading about and where they're found. So you all did excellent, excellent. So we know that we completed the
would
old.
Go
ahead.
Would you go back? Would you go one day, maybe not today, go over that again without, you don't have to go like through all of the names and whatnot, but like you said, the book of the law,
Yeah, we're going to be doing this every Wednesday. We're going to be doing this every Wednesday until the Lord tells me to not do it.
Right, but I'm saying perhaps, like, now we could, like, be going over and reviewing it and whatnot, so next week we won't have the same
I got
thing going on.
All right, you call me during the week. We'll do a little bit more review. How's that?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, now we're going to go to the New Testament. So open your table of contents in your Bible to the New Testament. Cynthia, you still on with us?
Yes, ma'am.
You got your Bible in front of you?
No, not really, but I'm
don't worry about it.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
All right, there you go, the Gospels. So there are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Excellent. Good job. Now, there's one book
thank
of... Yes?
No, I just said thank you.
Oh, okay. There's one book of history. Who knows what it is? We went over all, we've been going over these for the last
Esther.
Week.
Esther. Esther. Acts.
Acts. Okay, Acts. It's in the New Testament. Very good. All right, so now we have how many epistles? Epistles are letters. Letters that Paul wrote. How many epistles are there?
21. Yes, 21.
21. Who can name them for me?
I don't want to take it over, but I can.
All right. Anybody else?
Esther can. Esther.
All right. Hold on, Esther. Can anybody else? You have your Bibles in front of you. Rose. You still on, Rose?
This is Rose.
All right. Start
it. 13.
Oh, no, 21 books. So you start at Romans and end in Jude. Those are the books of the epistles.
Okay, I see. I understand now.
Yeah, that's how we it's broken up.
So Hebrews and James is included.
All right. Those are letters. They're considered an epistle. Letters.
So they're starting with Romans.
Yes, yeah, start with Romans and end in Jude.
You want me to name them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians. 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Hebrew, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2 and 3 John, Jude.
All right, those are letters. Very good. Thank you, Rose. Those are letters. Not all of them were written by Paul, but those are letters that are written to the church. All right, one book of prophecy. Who could tell me what that one is? State your name. One book of prophecy. And then...
Esther, Revelation.
Revelations. Okay, good. All right. So those are things that are helpful when you're in church service. You go like, okay, the pastor called Jude. Is that the Old Testament or New Testament? Okay, the pastor called Revelations. Is that new or old? He called Chronicles. It sounds like Corinthians. Is that old or new? So we need to know where those are found. So you could search the scripture. You know, you want this. You know, in the past, to make a mistake, you write a note to yourself, and you go like, oh, well, he ain't get that scripture right, or she ain't get that scripture right. So you'll know for yourself. I know when I was growing up, our pastor used to tell us, don't take my word. You search it out for yourself. Know the word for yourself. All right, so we also been studying in the Ten Commandments. Does anyone have any questions so far? Questions, comments? All right, well, we'll move right along. I thank God for each of you. So we had homework last week. Can anyone tell me if you did not do the homework that's on that got homework last week? Anybody not do it? Be like the children. You know, they just like, no, I ain't do it, teacher. Come on, y'all.
No, I ain't do it, teacher.
I'm sorry.
Well, some people didn't know it because you went on last week. But this was the homework. The homework was to read the Ten Commandments. Who can tell me what book and chapter is the Ten Commandments in the Bible?
That's easy.
Deuteronomy.
State your name and tell me. No, ma'am, it's not Deuteronomy. Well, it's where?
Exodus
20. Good job. Exodus 20. All right. Now, it's also probably in other books also, but the main one is in Exodus 20. So there, how many of you know how many commandments are there? How many commandments? Just state your name and tell me the answer.
Okay.
Stephanie, it's 10.
All right, good. Somebody else said 10 as well. Who are you? All right. Okay, so we're moving along. Now, the number 10 in the Bible is a complete number. It's a perfect number. It's made up of the numbers 4 and the number 6. And the 10 signifies testimony, law, responsibility, and completeness of order. You know, God does everything in a particular order. He made the whole world. He created the whole world. Then he put man in it. He didn't make man and then put him in there. He made the whole world, then he put man in there. So God gave the Ten Commandments. Who knows? Who did he give the Ten Commandments to? State your name and tell me.
Moses.
Stephanie,
Moses.
He gave it to Moses.
Yes, thank you, Cynthia and Stephanie. He gave it to Moses. So now I'm going to give some homework for next week. You are also to pray for several things. So I'm going to give you another homework assignment. So homework for next week, read the Ten Commandments again. Ask the Lord to show you things that you need to know about the Ten Commandments and find out, do the Ten Commandments apply to us today? So that's your homework assignment for this time. Now, also, your homework assignment is to pray for America every day. Don't miss praying for America every day. Read the Ten Commandments every day. Pray for America every day. Now, you know, some of you may be working, but, you know, those of us who are home, we can read it. All right, now, also pray for our leaders of our nation and throughout the world. Pray for our families. Pray for our churches. So that's homework. Anybody need me to repeat the homework? All right. So turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Remember, that's the second book in the Old Testament. That's one of the books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, and go to chapter 20. So those of you who don't have your Bibles this week, bring them with you next week to the radio, so we'll have them. So Exodus chapter 20. All right, as Stephanie and Cynthia said, there are 10 books, 10 commandments that God gave. He gave them to Moses, and remember, Moses broke them one time, and God had to give them to him again. He broke them. But, you know, he was human like us. I guess he got frustrated, upset with the people. They weren't listening to him. So he was getting he was just so upset. I know, you know, we all do that. We all get upset with people. You know, your children especially, you be telling them the same thing over and over. You say, baby, I done told you that 100 times. I done told you that over and over. But guess what? sometimes we have to be told the same thing over and over. So, who can read the first commandment? Hello.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other God.
All right. Somebody have their TV on or radio on or something in the background. Could you flip it off or go in another room? I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. So, Stephanie, were you reading as well, Stephanie?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes,
sorry.
Ma'am.
I was thinking maybe somebody else was reading, and I was, because some people are on the radio and some people are on my phone, so it's making a, was anybody else reading it as well? Okay. So the first commandment says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Who can read the second commandment?
You shall not make for yourself a graven image. Or likeness.
All right. Latricia and Esther, I think you were reading that one together. You should not worship idol gods. Okay. All right. That was the second one. All right. So now, during the week, go ahead and read all of the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20 is where you're going to find those. So don't forget, read them every day. Ask the Lord, Lord, do any of these apply to us today? Do all of them apply to us today? What is it that we need to learn, Lord God, from the Ten Commandments today? All right, so anybody have any questions or comments? All right, we're moving right along. Now, I want to know, is Exodus in the Old Testament or New Testament?
Oh.
Okay, great. What about Corinthians? Is it in the first Old Testament or New Testament? New Testament,
New.
Good. What about Chronicles? Old Testament, New Testament?
Old.
All right. What about Psalms?
Old.
Proverbs?
Old.
Philippians?
New.
Old. New Testament.
Old.
Philippians is in the New Testament.
I'm
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
No, I'm sorry. No.
No problem. Philippians in the New Testament. All right. What about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, New or Old Testament?
No.
All right.
New.
Who wrote Genesis?
Moses.
Yes. He wrote the first book in the Bible. Who wrote Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
The various apostles.
Yeah.
The named apostles.
Right. Matthew wrote the book of Matthew, Mark wrote Mark, Luke wrote Luke, and John wrote John, the book of
John.
Yes. So these are some things that are helpful when we're studying, you know, who wrote the author of it. You know, of course, we know that the Bible was inspired by God. You know, he inspired men to write the word of God. And it's written in many languages. Many languages now have the Word of God, have the Bible. I was at a church in Atlanta about a year ago, and I asked one of the children, I said, can you go get me some Bibles? Well, they got me Bibles. I don't know if it was in Indian or Ethiopian, because I think it was an Ethiopian church. I said, oh, no, do they have any Bibles in English? Because I had about 30 kids, and I needed Bibles in English for the children because I couldn't read Ethiopian. So I'm here to tell you they have Bibles in many, many languages, and I thank God for that. So now we were talking also about, you know, God speaks to us today. Is there anyone on the line who God is not speaking to today? Do not hear the voice of God. Hello.
Sometimes I don't really understand if it is the Word of God. I'm not being facetious or funny, but sometimes I truly don't understand it. You know, it is.
Right, I understand. We're going to be praying about that in a few minutes. All right. So we went over some of this last week. Who can tell me if who hears? We got Prophetess Lawson on here. Prophetess Lawson, can you tell us, like, the last thing that God told you? I think we asked you this last week, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, let's say the last thing today, it mainly dealt with truth. That, I say truth, because you hear so much lies, and all of a sudden I heard, I am the truth. And, like, so that's about the thing that I heard today as I was watching news, trying to get dressed to go somewhere. And I knew that it had to come from God, because that's who he is. He is the truth.
Okay, good. All right. Yes, he's the truth. And sometimes he'll tell you, I know it me, because he know I love to eat. Sometimes he'll say, don't eat that. And whenever I'm disobedient and eat it anyway, I get the worst stomach ache in the world. I said, oh, my God, you told me don't eat that, and I was disobedient. Now my stomach is hurting.
he'll tell you little things.
Did God really say that, or did I just make that up? No, so it wasn't the devil telling you.
Sister G, I always remember this. I had passed the store and coming home, and as soon as I got home, I said, I'm going to take off my shoes and relax. And I heard God say, I heard the voice say, first let me say it like this, I heard the voice say, I need you to go to the store right now. I'm like, okay, I just got home. And I kept on hearing the voice say, I need you to go to the store right now. Like, put back on your shoes. And I'm like, why do I feel like that? And I'm going, and I kept on arguing with the voice, because I'm like, I don't need, my brain, my conscious mind was saying, you don't need anything from the store. Don't listen to the voice you hear. And finally I decided, okay, God must want me to go to the store. Let me go to the store. There's somebody, I know there was somebody I needed to pray for, so I didn't need nothing from the store. So I got the buggy. I always know when I got to look like I'm a shopper. And
right.
I'm looking like I'm a shopper, and I ran into somebody that I was familiar with. So I said, oh, it must be that person. But after talking to that person, I figured, God, you didn't send me here for that person. And lo and behold, somebody was overhearing my conversation with him and said, I was praying to God that God would send somebody in the store. The person who overheard the conversation said, I was praying to God that somebody will, God will send somebody in the store that I can talk to who can understand what I'm going through. And you just see, people just don't know that that's how I always, when the scripture says he knows the number of our head, he knows our concerns, just whether or not we have ears to hear and follow his leading to go forth and do what he asked for us to do. And I just wanted to give that little testimony.
Amen. Yes, he'll tell us even small things. I mean, sometimes I don't even need nothing from the grocery store. Lord saying, I want you to go today. Or sometimes I have to go to Walmart, and I'm like, well, what am I supposed to get there? Or sometimes I just think I'm going to buy something for myself. I load up my basket, and the Lord will tell me, go in that aisle right there and pray for so-and-so, whatever. So, yeah, he leads us. He leads us. And, you know, we were just praying that song, Order Our Steps, not just in his word, but to hear his voice. Now, I was going to say also, when you're not sure it's the voice of God, you ask God something. Say, Lord, I need you to answer this question for me. I'm not sure. Or, Lord, I need you to help me with this. And wait for him to help you with it. Or it may be something simple like, Lord, should I eat apples or oranges today for lunch? And see how you're led. Sometimes God don't really speak into your spirit. Sometimes he'll show you. So you have to watch how he's speaking to you. So we can hear the voice of God through all kinds of ways, through observing things. We went over some of this last week. Through observing, you know, creation. I was saying last week that, you know, there were ants all in my backyard, all in around the neighborhood. And this was before Hurricane Katrina. And I said, whoa, I called my neighbor. She said, yeah, I got ant too. We've been spraying. We went to Home Depot. And one time I came, I got something and sprayed, And I got my niece said, get some cayenne pepper. So I was praying. One day I came inside in my kitchen. I had a whole column. If you stick your arm straight out, it was as wide as my arm sticking straight out, in between my arm sticking straight. I mean, just all over the wall, ants was everywhere. Now, little did I know that the ants were, they were getting, you know, they knew something was happening down in the earth. They knew Hurricane Katrina was coming, but we didn't know it. That was about 2 months before Hurricane Katrina, maybe 3 months. So we can also hear the voice of God through other people. Other people help us. You know, sometimes a prophet may say, or even one of your children say, Mama, do this here. Daddy, do that. And you go like, wow, what did you know about? How did you know to tell me that? Because God used that child to tell you something. God can use your neighbor to tell you something. I was in, after Hurricane Katrina, I was in the bus station, Greyhound bus station, leaving Louisiana, headed towards Atlanta. And I was in there, and this man, he was just, ooh, he was just cussing, and he was upset. So I, in my spirit, I said, oh, I wonder why he's upset. I just went over there, and I said, sir, are you okay? He said, no, I ain't okay. I'm upset. And he told me what he was upset about. Do you know that man? I sat next to him for a while. He started prophesying to me, and he was drunk as he could be. He was prophesying about my life. I'm like, this man don't even know me. But he was prophesying about God can use anybody to prophesy, anybody to give you a word. So we can also hear the voice of God through music. That song that Esther played for me, Order My Steps in Your Word, oh, my God, that song speaks to me. Oh, that when I first heard it, I'm like, wow. And sometimes I get on my knees and I say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the songs you give me. Anybody got any questions, comments, anything you want to add? All right. So also we can hear God through his spirit. You know, he'll speak to us in a small voice like Prophetess Lawson was saying. You know, he was saying, don't take your shoes off. Get up and go over there. So we can hear him all kind of ways. We can hear from God through prayer. You know, sometimes, you know, you may be fasting and praying, and it will clear your mind so that you can hear God's voice. So a lot of times, you know, it's all kind of ways we can hear God's voice. Those are just a few of the ways. So I'm going to ask Cynthia if you could pray for people on here who do not hear the voice of God, and for those who do hear the voice of God, that they would hear it clear and know that they know that they know that they know, oh, that was God speaking to me.
Amen.
Just a short prayer.
Yes. Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, Lord, we come to you this day at this hour, seeking more of you, Lord God. These, your beloved children on the line, Father, desire a more intimate relationship with you, Lord. They desire to walk with you and to hear your voice clearly as you say, go to the left, go to the right, this way, stop. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that spiritual ears are rebirthed, and these, your children on the line, we command in the authority of Jesus Christ and by the blood of the Lamb of God, that all spiritual blockages, all spiritual toxicity that prevents clearly hearing what God is saying to these his beloved servants be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we thank you and we praise you that we have holy listening ears. Lord God, we are for your voice. We are listening for your prompting. We are listening, Father God, for your direction. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that when we ask, we receive. When we seek, we find. And when we knock, the door is open, Lord God. And we will be so careful, Father, to give you and you alone all the honor, glory, and praise for the spiritual growth and spiritual maturity that is about to be birthed in these your beloved children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody have any questions? Anything you want to ask? All right. So, you know, we have been studying about the first. This is week three. So we were studying from the book of, excuse me, Isaiah. Isaiah. The word of God in Isaiah 46. It talks about even when we're old and great, that God will, he will carry us, he'll bear us, he'll deliver us.
Amen.
So we have been talking about from Isaiah, and we studied about how God takes care of us in our old age. So, you know, God remembers, you know, even when you look back at the story of Naomi and Ruth, remember, she first lost her husband. They had moved to a new land. Then she lost her two sons, and she only had her two daughter-in-laws. But God made a way for her daughter-in-law, Ruth. He used Ruth to help her. So even
Amen.
In our old age, God reaches out. Now, you know, there's a scripture in Ecclesiastes 12. It says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come now. So, you know, the youth, they're remembering God. We teach them about God when they're young, so that when they get old, they will not depart from the word. So, you know, the Bible is such a great book, and it has so much wisdom, so much knowledge in it. So we have to continuously, you know, call on the name of the Lord concerning his word for us. And, you know, God is a divine support. Last week we talked about how he's our divine support. You know, he don't come to our front door and leave groceries. He don't put us in a plastic bubble to make sure coronavirus don't you know, take over us. But he is our divine support. He Exodus 19:4 says, and Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him out of the mountain. Remember, Moses was old, but God looked after him. And, you know, he had all these excuses. He was too old. He couldn't talk properly, all these things. And so, you know, as older people, most of us on here are over 25, but God has something for each one of us to do. I don't know. I know one time I had a gathering, like a gathering of people at my home in New Orleans. And this was before I really understood, you know, that God was using me. I didn't know he was going to use me. But this woman came. She was a prophet. And she said, God wants you to start praying for the president. You're an intercessor. I said, what? I didn't even know what an intercessor was. And so I did. I obeyed what she told me. I started praying for, she said, the president. And I can't even remember who the president was at that time. But she said the presidents of, you know, of different countries, leaders of different countries. So I obeyed. So what I'm telling each of you, God still wants to use you. But you have to yield to the Spirit of God. You can't be all in the TV all the time. You can't be, you know, hooked up with your cell phones, looking at this and that and the other, or on your iPad. You have to sometimes just sit and say, Lord, use me today. How do you want to use me, Lord? And I know with me, sometimes I'll be cooking. He said, hang up the phone. Go call. I mean, he said, stop cooking. Turn the stove off and go get the phone and call so-and-so. So he'll tell me to call somebody. And I may have told you, or some of you, since we've been on here, the last 3 weeks, this is the third week, but one time God told me, he said, you think that these people, because he would give me names to pray for people. I said, who is that? Who is that, Lord? He said, don't worry about it. You just do what I told you. Just pray for them. So, I mean, he waked me up 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Now, did I know he was training me? No. He was training me. He said, you get up for so-and-so, get up for me. Get up for me. So he tell me, I'd be so tired. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. He said, that's okay. Get up. You get up and go to work every day. Get up. So I had to get up and pray. He would give me a name. He would name the person. So I'm like, okay, who is that? He said, don't worry about it. Pray for him. So I would pray for him. So one night in New Orleans, I was sitting at my kitchen table. I used to study the Bible about 9 o'clock at night. So he said, this is clear. The Lord said, I know you think that these people whose names I'm giving you are not real people. He said, go get the phone book. I went and got the phone book. He gave me a lady's name. He said, now call her. I said, Lord, it's after 9 o'clock. He said, call the lady. I dialed her phone number. I said, what am I going to say? He said, I'll tell you. Now, I don't even remember what he told me to say. That was almost 20 years ago. But I told her what he said. She said, okay, thank you. She was real gruff. So another time, I don't remember if it was 3 weeks, a month, or however long, he said, go call that lady again. So I called her again. So I told her what he said. She was gruff again. I hung up. He said, I'm telling you, the people's names that I'm giving you to pray for are real people. So don't neglect to pray for them. So sometimes, you know, God will begin to use you. And every time you obey God, his voice will increase in you. If you hear him say, walk outside, wave your hands, go do it, because his voice will increase. Every time you obey him, he'll tell you to do more things. He'll use you if you're willing to be used. Sometimes he tells me to pray for people, and they go like, how did you know that? I'm like, how did I know what? One guy in Jacksonville, I was at Winn-Dixie, downtown Jacksonville, he said, you prayed for my grandmother. I said, I don't know your grandmother. He said, yeah, but you prayed for my grandmother. So I said, well, okay, thank God. So he'll tell you different things. One time I was almost arrested for praying with somebody at Winn-Dixie. They complained. I didn't really pray for them because they didn't want me to pray for them. I asked them if I could pray for them, and, you know, they said no. But I think I was kind of out of order a little bit. You know, God will chastise you. So I went in the parking lot, and it was another lady there God led me to pray for. Now, I was praying for her, and I saw the police come up, and I said, when I finished praying, I said, you know that policeman? She said, no, I don't know. So as I walked back towards my car, the policeman said, cease and desist your actions. He said, people don't like for you praying for them here. I said, okay. He said, leave the premises. So I left the premises, and I'm thinking, I said, oh, Lord, forgive me, Lord Jesus, forgive me, Lord, for doing the wrong thing. But I tell you what, I thought God wasn't going to send me back there. He sent me back there another time to pray. He said, do what I tell you to do. So I'm telling you, if you want to hear the voice of God, you can hear it.
So, G?
Yes.
This is Latricia Smith, Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
I wanted to kind of add to what you were saying about the voice of the Lord can be very loud, you know. Just this morning, getting ready to come to the study, God said, wash them dishes.
God that he does speak to his children. We think You know, many people say, oh, yeah, my pastor here from him. Oh, yeah, my bishop. Oh, my, yeah, this apostle, prophet here. No, God wants all of us. You know why? Because I'm telling you, during Hurricane Katrina, I was in the house by myself in another house, and if I hadn't heard the voice of God, don't you know I probably would have drowned? But because I heard his voice, he kept me safe. He said, they're coming to get you. I'm like, who coming to get me? Before I knew it, they were ringing the phone and this and that, and the phones clicked off. After a while, no cell phone worked, no home phone, nothing worked. So I had to hear his voice. So I'm telling you, like now, a lot of people are closed in. You got to hear God's voice for yourself, because you won't be at church. You won't be, or you won't be able to use the phone to call the prophet. You won't be able to call your sister or whomever it is, your brother. You got to hear God for yourself. And God is really telling me to tell people, you got to hear God for yourself. If you don't hear his voice, you get on your knees and you start praying, or on your face or sitting in a chair, and you say, God, I need to hear your voice. Because I'm telling you, things are going to be coming up, and you're going to need to hear God for yourself. And nobody else going to be around.
Amen.
So you're going to need to hear his voice. So I thank God. So we're getting ready to pray. We have Miss Sneed on with us today, and Miss Sneed lost her grandson, Troy Sneed. He was a famous gospel singer from Jacksonville, Florida. He was just 52 years young. He died a couple of days ago. So I'm going to ask Sister Cynthia, are you still on? Okay, I knew she had to go soon. She's probably gone. But I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Miss Sneed and the loss of her grandson? And he died because of the coronavirus. And could you, you know, also pray for anyone else who lost their lives, anyone else's family, the family of someone who lost their lives in Hurricane Katrina? Then I'm going to take prayer requests. So get your prayer requests together so we can pray. All right, Prophetess Lawson, go ahead.
Okay, even though you said Hurricane Katrina, you're just saying anybody who died through the COVID-19.
No, I meant coronavirus. Please forgive me.
Yeah, the coronavirus. Okay, Father God, I know the singer. I don't know the family. But
yes.
Father God, we thank you. We praise
Sneed
you.
Sneed is
we
on with
you.
Us right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Father God, we thank and we praise you and we give you glory, God. Father, we thank you not just for the family, Lord God, but the countless musicians, Lord God, that I've seen, oh God, that are giving him kudos. Father, we don't know the day or the hour that which man will, that you may come and receive us home, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God, that you sent your servant, Troy Sneed, oh God, to the earth to impact. Glory to God. To impact the music industry, Lord God, with spirit and in truth, oh God. That is music, Lord God, almost though melodic, oh God, but came from the unction of the Ruach HaKodesh of you, Lord God, out of your wind, oh God. You said, Lord God, that you called forth the praise of us anytime we went in battle. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for those that his sound, hallelujah, was sent forth, oh God, hallelujah, in the hours that he had his earthly experience here, Lord God. And, Lord God, we don't find it robbery, Lord God, that you brought one of your servants home. So, Father, I lift up the family. I lift up, Lord God, those, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that will miss him, Lord God. They will miss his touch, God. But, Lord God, I just hear you speaking in my ears, oh God, that he said his sound forever will be on the earth. So, Father, I pray that the family will praise you and the family will give you glory. The family will magnify you, Lord God, because what the work he's placed on this earth, oh God, has been instrumental, Lord God, for your glory, Father. I pray, Lord God, that they'll glorify you, Lord God, even though they don't know why, God. They don't know why, hallelujah, that he had to leave at this early age, oh God. But I pray, Lord God, and their hearts will rejoice, Lord God, because there's no sickness, there's no sorrow, there's no pain, there's no suffering in heaven. Father, I pray for strengthening of the family now and all those who have lost their family members for COVID-19, Lord God. Father, I pray and I bind the spirit of grief, Lord God, that will rest on them too long, oh God. Father, we recognize your word. You, Jesus, you cried over Lazarus. You cried over Jerusalem. You have cried, Lord God, for the loss of that which you have loved. But, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you now, then you refocus, oh God, on the tithe that is hand, Lord God. Bless his children, bless his wife, oh God. Oh, Father, by shadow of say, God, strengthen them every place that they're weak, oh God. Every time they remember, Lord God, and they miss his touch, oh God. Lord God, let them remember his voice, the sweet melodic of his voice. And then, Father, Lord God, I pray for the family, Lord God, that they may be strengthened in the inner man, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that they will take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. God, in this era, Lord God, where we cannot, Lord God, have major funerals, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that as Israel, you allow Israel to mourn 40 days for Moses. And hallelujah. And then you say, how long will we mourn, oh God? Because I pray that this family will cross over the Jordan and every other family, hallelujah, that lost a loved one, oh God, that they'll see that the promise is on the opposite side of their mourning. The glory is on the opposite side of their mourning. The rejoicing is on the opposite side of their mourning, oh God. Father, Lord God. Now, hallelujah, God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. Oh, God, give them peace within their walls. Give them peace, Lord God. I bind every lunatic spirit, every spirit that comes out because of the moon, oh, God, that will cause them to go in depression, to cause sadness, to cause sorrow. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, that they'll put on the mind of Christ, and they will rejoice and rejoice in having done all but to rejoice. Hallelujah, God. You said everything give thanks. And I understand, Lord God. Hallelujah. And these, like I said, you let Israel mourn for 40 days. So after the grieving period, after the mourning period, we pray that they will rejoice. And all those who have died from coronavirus, that we pray that they will rejoice. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right. Prayer request. We're taking prayer requests. Anybody need prayer? State your prayer request.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your name?
Sister Geraldine.
Do you need prayer?
No, ma'am. I just wanted for y'all to pray for one of the people I used to take care of, her and her family. She went into a coma, and they're not expecting her to survive. So just be praying for the family.
Okay. Okay.
The Keith family.
Keith?
Keith, K-E-E-F-E.
Oh, okay, Keith family. Okay. All right. Letitia, can you pray for the Lakeith family, the one that's in the coma, and for the family?
How great thou art. How great thou art. Great God that you are, we can call on you and come to you and bring our families and friends and those who we take care of. I believe this woman takes care of a family member. And what great privilege it is that we can come to you in the name of your son Jesus today. We thank you, God, for you know the substance for which this woman was made of. You know the purpose for her life. And still, the perfect purpose of her life today. But this day, we can praise you and thank you for her life and all that she has walked through in her life. We thank you, God, that she now reaps the gift of all that she has done for others. Now someone is taking care of her. Thank you, Father, for the nurses, the doctors, the lab, everybody who surround this woman right now, Lord God. Even janitorial people coming in and out of her room, we thank you for giving them what they need to take care of her. But she has taken care of somebody, and now we have all the people taking care of her because of you, God. We thank you, God, for coming, her coming in the life of the sister who has brought her in, brought her name for prayer today. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness towards her, your tender mercy towards her, your being kind to her right now. We thank you, God, for your giving us understanding of even more who you are. And yes, Lord God, we look upon the things that we see, but there are things that we don't see that you are doing right now in her life. Even in her state right now, God, we thank you. Lord, we look to you for our help, for you where our help comes from. Lift this woman up who brought her to us to pray for. We thank you for her kind heart, her gentle spirit. Thank you, Father. And Lord God, we will say you are God. In the midst of all that's going on, you are still God. And we can say that today because of your son, Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Latricia. Thank you for that prayer. Anyone else need prayer?
Esther.
Esther, okay. State your prayer request.
Okay, my prayer request is that everyone is given godly communication with family, that we ask for with love, not ask for sharply. Make our home a home of peace and a home of prayer. And let family show kindness, love one for another.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear all of it. Could you restate it for me?
Okay. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. That we pray that everyone exhibit godly communication with family at this time and always, but especially during this time. And that we ask of each other with love, not answer sharply. That we make our home a home of peace and a home of prayer. And that family show kindness, love one for another.
Amen, amen. All right, thank you so much. Okay, Prophetess Lawson, did you hear her prayer request?
Yes, I was just saying it seemed like it's something she was praying, but I can come in agreement with that.
Yes.
Father, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, as family gather, Lord God, in their homes, as you given this period, Lord God, for family to regroup and to, Lord God, to for one generation to the other, or God, to be in the same household, God. We, Lord, bind the spirit of strife. We come against the spirit of envy or jealousy. Oh, God, we come against past hurts and past pains, past disappointments. But, God, that they, Lord God, will draw a line in the sand and say from this place forward, oh, God, that we will live in unity, that, Lord God, you said, will sin abound, let grace much more abound. And, Lord God, said, let the grace of God that passes all understanding, Lord God, will come into their hearts, oh, God. And, Father, Lord God, and even for some members of the family, Lord, create in them a clean heart, Lord God, and renew them a right spirit, Lord God, that they, Lord God, can be together as one family. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord God, we recognize, oh, God, that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what they had in common, oh, God, that they all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. For, Lord God, each one lied and lied and lied again. So, therefore, God, for whatever is the generational curse that runs in the family, Lord God, Father, we pray that it be broken now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. As Abraham interceded for Lot, oh God, that some member of the family, Lord God, will hear the words of intercession and pray and cover the family, oh God, that they may dwell together in unity and in love, oh God, and in peace and joy and happiness, oh God. And we just thank you now, Lord God, for meeting, and I come in agreement with the sister in all areas of prayer and everything that she's spoken up, that it shall be done. Lord God, we bind every principles and powers that come after the family. Lord God, we know in Genesis, oh God, that's the first thing, the satanic forces that was come after the family. So Lord God, for Lord God. So we plead the blood over the family, and no weapon formed against the family shall prosper. We cancel every plan and every purpose and everything that devour the family. And Lord God, and then we loose love, we loose joy, we loose peace. And we loose the power of the Holy Spirit to go in and reform and reshape the hearts of man that the family may be one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone, anybody else? Thank you so much, Prophetess. Anyone else? Prayer request. Excuse me. All right, well, we're going to close out. Anybody have any comments, anything they want to say before we close out?
Yeah, this is Snake. Thank you so very much for the prayer for my family. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Snee. We love you.
We love you.
We love you, Miss Snee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I just want to thank God for the lesson today.
I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you. Can you speak up?
I enjoyed the interaction with the sisters in the Bible study, and I'm thankful to God for it.
Thank you, Rose. Rose lives in Virginia, y'all. She's way out there. Thank
West
God.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Woo! Amen, amen. Thank God.
Appalachia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I have one more prayer request. Continue to pray for my daughter, Chantelle Collins, who's a doctor, a surgeon in Michigan, as she calls. Sometimes she's overwhelmed, but she's still trying to do the job.
Okay, she's a doctor in Michigan in the hospital?
Yes, ma'am. She's a surgeon.
Okay. Prophetess Lawson, can you pray for Chantelle and all the doctors and hospital, you know, staff, and then we're going to close out.
Oh, yes, Father. Father, Lord God, for even the news, oh God, that went over this weekend, Lord God, where one doctor recovered from COVID-19 and the spirit of murder still came after her where she committed suicide because she could not take the pressure anymore. So, Father, Lord God, we lift up the doctors, the nurses, those who are working in healthcare, the ambulance driver, Lord God, the people who are working, even the feeding, Lord God, the people in the hospital. God, we lift up everyone, Lord God, that's underneath the stress and strain to save lives. Because, God, you had my shit, Kaden will say. Because, God, you wanted us to live. Hallelujah. You, oh Lord God. And so, therefore, Lord God, we see the hand of the adversary. We see that the hand of the adversary is not just to take the people out with COVID-19, but to cause such a mental torment on the doctors and the nurses and those that are working, Lord God, hallelujah, within the hospital, God. We pray for peace of mind. Hallelujah. Shana Rabasi. Oh, God, we pray for a peace of mind for them, Lord God. We come against every tormenting spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that would torment them and say, why did they didn't do this or why did it make them feel like they're not doing enough, oh God. But Father, we recognize, oh God, that you say you put up one and take down another, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We do not know who's going to live or die. But Father, we pray, Lord God, that our doctors, oh God, and our nurses, oh God, and those that are in the medical field would not feel guilty. We bind the spirit of condemnation because it didn't come from you, Lord God. Because in Romans, oh God, you said now there's no more condemnation. There's no guilt. There's no, Lord God, for sin, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your doctors and lawyers will be strengthened in the inner man, oh God. Oh God, that which you place in them from the foundation of the world, oh God, your spirit, Lord God, will encourage them, oh God. We shut down the voice of the gainsayer. We shut down the voices, hallelujah, that make them feel that they're not doing enough, oh God. And we declare and decree, Lord God, hallelujah, that they shall increase in might and increase in strength by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. We charge the angels that are assigned to them, Lord God, to minister, Lord God, to them, Lord God, the minister of the word of life, the minister of the word of healing, the minister of the word of restoration. The Lord God, we pray for the word, God, the rest in there. You said the word is health and medicine to all our flesh, oh God. We pray that the word, hallelujah, they'll engulf for the word, oh God. We pray over the doctors and the nurses, oh God, that every weapon that's being formed against their minds, every weapon being formed against their conscience, every weapon is being formed against their physical bodies. Every weapon is being formed against them, Lord God, shall fail. Every weapon, oh God, we declare, Lord God, that they shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. We just declare, Lord God, that every hospital, not just in this nation, but around the world, that they will know that they did not do this off their own. But God, they'll give you all the honor and give you all the glory, oh God, because, Lord God, hallelujah, is not by any man might and not by any and power, but by your spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we declare, we charge you, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, and we come in agreement with your will, that the Holy Spirit, Lord God, will breathe over the hospital, breathe over the doctors, breathe over, Lord God, and bring the breath of life, oh God, the breath of strength, oh God, the breath of power, Lord God, breathe over your doctors and nurses, oh God, for the spirit of encouragement, oh God. Well, Lord God, when David went in the cave, oh God, we pray, Lord God, that they will not go in the cave of depression, but they'll go in the cage of encouragement, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they will encourage themselves to wake up another day. They'll encourage themselves, Lord God, to work another day. They'll encourage themselves, Lord God, that they can get to this, to the other side, oh God. We pray, Lord God, we charge the angels, oh God, to encourage them, oh God, to minister the word of God to them. Oh, God, just as Sister G prayed and speak on the day, a Bible study, let them hear your voice. Let them hear the voice of the angels. Let them hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Cheering them on and encourage them, oh, God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We pray, Lord God, that their ears may be attuned to you, Lord God. That their ears, Lord God, will hear with a still small voice that you're saying that they've done a good job, oh, God. Father, we thank you that doctors and nurses are servants of God. As you said, hallelujah, Sister G, even Maryland, another reference, that Luke was a doctor on Jesus' staff, oh God. So we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, have ordained doctors. And we just declare and decree, Lord God, for the sister, our fellow person, hallelujah, that are working in the hospitals, that they'll know the love of God, the breath of God, and the strength of God. Now, Jesus, who can do all I can ask or think, Lord God, you said, hallelujah, that you left us a comforter when you went away. Now I pray, Lord God, that they be comforted in the Holy Spirit, that be comforted in this time of trial, Lord God, and hide them. Hide them, Lord, oh God. Father, we plead the blood over them, Lord God. Lord, let your blood prevail and everything else be defeated. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they should live, even the doctors, hallelujah, and declare the works of you. That, Lord God, as they cheer those who walk out the hospital, when you roll out the hospital, that these doctors will walk out the hospital, these nurses will walk out, and they will receive the cheer that is due to those, not for their glory, but for your glory. And every time they hear a clap, and every time they'll say, this clap is not for me, this cheer is not for me, but, Lord, I give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. All right, we don't want to close out. If anybody else need prayer. All right, well, I thank God for each of you all coming on. I have an announcement to make. Coming up this coming Saturday on the same number, 1-619-789-4313, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. It will be Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. So join us. I'm sorry, what'd you say? All right. So I love each of you. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you, oh, God, for midweek Bible story that you put, Bible study that you put in my spirit, oh, God, to minister to the seniors, to minister to adults all over the world, oh, God. So we thank you, Father God, that this word will go all over the world. People who don't know you will be tuning in to the radio, God, people from different continents, different countries, oh God, and they will learn the word, hear the word, understand the word, and it will be rooted and grounded deeply in us, oh God. So, Father, we just thank you right now. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for everything, everything you've done, everything. Oh, my God, you deserve all the glory, all the praise. The Lord wants more praise from us, more praise, not just prayer, but praise, where we just thank him for everything he's doing. Lord, we thank you for our lives. Lord, we thank you that you are God. Lord, we thank you that you are almighty. Lord, we thank you that there's nothing impossible to you. Lord, we thank you that you are the only true and living God. Lord, we thank you that you are the great and mighty I am. Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, mighty provider. And we go on and on and on and continually praise the Lord. Continuous praise is what he wants. When you're washing dishes, praise him. When you step outside, praise him. When you're in the bathroom, praise him. When you're cooking a meal, praise him. You know, wherever, I praise him in the shower. I praise him when I'm in the bed. Praise him. Just praise him. Just give him praise and thanksgiving because he's a great God, a mighty God, and you are here today because of him. In the name of Jesus, I love you all. Talk to you all next Wednesday or Saturday, hopefully, and next Wednesday, Bible study. Get your Bibles together. Put your Bibles next to you while we're on. Love y'all.
Love you.
Have a great afternoon.
Love you, too.
Love y'all. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.